Republicans in the House of Representatives released their plan for overhauling the U.S. tax code today, the most sweeping proposal of its kind in more than three decades. It was embraced quickly by President Trump, and lawmakers say they aim to pass it before the end of the year. But the bill would bring about big changes, many of which will be the subject of big political fights. Lisa Desjardins reports from Capitol Hill.
Morning.
The Speaker of the House.
Good morning.
All right. Serving as cheerleader-in-chief, Paul Ryan and House Republicans unveiled a sweeping plan to affect nearly every American's taxes and simplify them, they say, down to a postcard-sized form.
With this plan, we are making pro-growth reforms so that, yes, America can compete with the rest of the world, but we're also making it so that families like these that are here can have more take-home pay.
The 400-page bill is dense. It would reduce most individual income tax rates and permanently cut the corporate tax rate from 35 to 20%. The alternative minimum tax for wealthier Americans would end, but so would a slew of tax breaks, including a deduction for most state and local taxes. That could hit the wallets of high-tax states and cities like New York and New Jersey. To help offset that blow, the GOP bill would still allow deduction of property taxes. Democrat and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi slammed the proposal.
House Republicans unveiled a bill that raises taxes on millions of middle-class families and borrows trillions from the future just to give massive new tax breaks to the wealthy and especially to their friends, corporate America.
So what does this bill mean for individuals? Republicans would double the standard deduction for each taxpayer to $12,000. Next, the House GOP would collapse the seven current tax rates to just four tax rates, from 12% to nearly 40%. So who would pay what? Looking at married couples filing jointly, those earning under $24,000 would pay no taxes due to the new standard deduction. The largest two groups would be couples making up to $90,000, who would face a 12% rate, and those making between $90,000 and $260,000. They would be taxed at 25%. The GOP plan would keep the highest rate in the tax code, 39.6%, but apply that to fewer people. So what's this mean? It would be a rate decrease for everyone earning up to $1 million. And for millionaires, no change. President Trump, meeting with Republicans after lunch, was enthusiastic, saying the bill could get to him by Christmas.
We have a great team, and it's a team that loves what they're doing. They love the American people. They love this country, and they're going to get it done.
But some other Republicans, like Arizona Senator Jeff Flake, were uncomfortable, especially with how the tax cuts would add to the deficit.
Rate reductions have to be accompanied by real reform. We cannot simply rely on rosy economic assumptions, rosy growth rates, to fill in the gap. We've got to make tough decisions.
Other highly debated features? The plan would phase out the estate tax on large-scale inherited wealth. Republicans say that tax hits family farms. Others say ending it is a giveaway to the rich. There's also a change to one of the biggest deductions of them all, the home mortgage deduction. That would stay for current homeowners, but for anyone buying a new home, there would be a $500,000 limit. And there are dozens of smaller pieces, including the concerns of some small businesses, that mean however much Republicans want tax cuts, passage is not yet certain.
For every member, this could really become the most significant bill they ever make a decision in their term in Congress.
Significant. And soon, a full House vote is expected in the next 2 weeks. At the U.S. Capitol, I'm Lisa Desjardins for the PBS NewsHour.